You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
As I was mentioning, and again, this is July 22nd, 2021. As I was mentioning at the end of the last hour, we're still getting details on a widespread internet outage that's hit multiple companies starting about an hour and a half ago now. A website outage monitoring website showing numerous connection failures affecting content delivery, cloud service, things of that nature. Websites for Amazon, Google, Verizon, Delta, HBO Max, Airbnb, AT&T, Fidelity, FedEx, UPS, Southwest Airlines, Home Depot are just some that have apparently been hit by this, quote, outage, especially in major cities such as New York, D.C., and Chicago. We have to ask, and we're going to find out, I guess, at some point, is this an accident of some type, or is it some hacking? And in fact, later in this hour, we're going to be joined by Stephen Bryan. He's a Center for Security Policy expert in security strategy and technology, and he is going to talk to us already about how Biden is failing to deal with the Chinese hackers and the Russian hackers, and now this event. You'll want to hear his comments coming up a little bit later. In the meantime, it's just yesterday, that bipartisan legislation got introduced, the Senate Select Committee on Intel, a bill that would require government agencies and contractors to report cybercrime incidents within 24 hours of discovery. They want to know immediately. Currently, the government does not require prompt notification. And Dr. Fake, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, also known as Dr. Anthony Fauci, said what Senator Rand Paul said to him the other day in the Senate hearings was totally out of line, inflammatory, slanderous, and complete nonsense, distorted, out of tune with reality. That was after Senator Paul said, you know, when you here in May, you said there was no gain-of-function study at the Wuhan lab, that you were not contributing any money to it. We've since learned you were wrong on both. Do you want to amend or change your statement or face perjury charges? Ooh, it hit the fan. You're going to hear more from Dr. Fake coming up after this news break for us. By the way, a CDC advisory panel is now recommending that the benefits of COVID-19 vaccines, according to this advisory committee, far outweigh potential risk of receiving a rare nerve disorder in J&J recipients. There have been concerns that the J&J vaccine was leading to Guillain-Barré syndrome. They're saying now that getting that shot is better than not getting it. And in fact, Joe Biden in a town hall meeting last night warned parents and children this. He said the CDC is going to say that what you should do to everyone is under the age of 12 should probably be wearing masks in school. That's probably what's going to happen. He said that's probably going to apparently he knows it's going to happen. So he's trying to telegraph in advance to parents, your kids are under the age of 12, they're going to have to wear a mask in school. That's probably going to apply even if they're vaccinated. And a study had come out that had been ignored by the mainstream state-controlled media for so long, saying that forcing kids to wear these masks is not helpful to them. It's harmful. Well, now others are coming forward and discrediting that report, saying, oh, they didn't have enough evidence and so forth, da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah, trying to shoot it down. And, of course, the folks who prepared it say this is strictly a political attack. They're not dealing with follow the science. And, of course, we have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi going to rush forward with her January 6th committee, even though she's thrown off two members, two Republicans that McCarthy wanted to put on board. Congresswoman Madeleine Dean, Democrat, said, what was McCarthy trying to do? He wants to cover up details of the insurrection. There was no insurrection. Tokyo Olympic organizers trying to clean up the local marine park before it's to be used July 26th. Some of the athletes there and around the park are saying it smells like a toilet and he wants to go swim in it. Oh, note this, good news. Conservative talk host Larry Elder, winning his court challenge, he will be on the list of candidates in that recall election against Governor Gavin Newsom in California. I vote for Elder. How about you? I can't vote there, but I'll try.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I guess I grew up on an older road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I'm
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
He was completely out of line. He totally distorted reality. And he made some inflammatory and, I believe, slanderous remarks about lying under oath, which is completely nonsense. I mean, and some of the things that he says are so distorted and out of tune with reality, I had to call him on that. I didn't enjoy it, but I had to do that because he was completely out of line. Totally inappropriate.
So says Dr. Fake. Dr. Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease director, on a CNN interview. He said Senator Rand Paul and his remarks about me slanderous. That's because Senator Rand Paul said some remarks you made to us back in May have since been contradicted. You know what the penalty is for lying to members of Congress would amount to perjury. Do you want to retract or change or amend any of your statements? And that's where the fireworks started. So now Fauci is saying, well, I had to respond because he was out of line. He also, if you recall, was shouting at, or not shouting, but making a very emphatic point that basically, Senator Rand Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, Senator Rand Paul says, I do know this. And that is, I'm sending a letter to the Department of Justice asking for a criminal referral because he did lie to Congress. We have scientists lined up by the dozens to say that the research he was funding was gain of function. And he's saying it wasn't because he has a self-interest to cover his tracks and to cover his connection to the Wuhan lab. I want to see where that's going to go, don't you? From the very beginning, we've had so much confusion over this. And, of course, part of it obviously has to go back to China when they were telling a lie to the World Health Organization. And the World Health Organization just accepted China at its word because it was China. And even Dr. Fake in the beginning was saying, no need to be concerned about this. Not going to be worse than a flu. Probably be over soon. No one challenged him. And in fact, when Trump repeated him, then the challenge is, oh, Trump said that? What an idiot. And then when Dr. Fake said, you won't even need a mask won't do any good. Then again, no one challenges him. And now we're into the vaccines and genuine concern for some folks about the vaccines. But you got to keep something in mind. And I want to go through some numbers here for you in just a moment. You have to keep in mind, we're getting more and more of a push for folks to get vaccinated. I told you in news and commentary a moment ago that in a town hall meeting on CNN last night, President Biden said the CDC is probably going to say children 12 and under are going to have to be masked when they're in school. When he says they're probably going to say, he already knows what they're going to say. Give me a break. So he's already telegraphed that's what's going to happen. And then you got Jen Psaki, the White House spokeswoman, saying unvaccinated people should be more fearful of the Delta variant than the vaccinated. But when it comes to CDC on the mask guidance changes, she said, well, we're just going to let the CDC make that decision. Are you ready to mask up again, even if you've been vaccinated? Do you want to go into stores where they say, no, you must have a mask, regardless of if you've been vaccinated or not? Driving to work today, I see people walking down the street by themselves with a mask on. I'm thinking, are you serious? And, of course, we got folks driving in a car. I have no idea how many are sitting in their home, no one else in the home but them, and they're sitting there with a mask on. Although I will put my statements and my concerns and disbelief in some case against this, and that is what I've always stressed, you do what you think is best for you and your family. We do have, of course, the report coming out that the Johnson & Johnson shot, that they were concerned that might be causing problems for those with Guillain-Barré or lead to it. Now they're saying or insisting, as I stated in news and commentary earlier, the risk far less than actually getting COVID or a variant of it. And then you also have, in the midst of all of this, you've got those who are saying, well, if I get the shot, I thought I was supposed to be protected. Well, now we're finding out not necessarily. Folks do end up getting it. And then we're having all these folks proving that they're testing positive with COVID, no real symptoms, but one expert has said, well, the tests are so accurate now that they can detect even one dead molecule of the virus in your nostril, and that's enough to say that you're testing positive when you're really not, but the testing is that accurate now. Are you confused? I understand you're confused. And I understand also we were talking yesterday about how things are upside down in Australia right now. In Australia, 13 million, and half of that nation is now locked down as of this Wednesday morning, some kind of lockdown as they're trying to deal with the outbreaks of the Delta variant. In other words, we got half of 13 million basically locked down. And based on what? Well, this is the interesting point, and we pointed it out for you yesterday as we took a clip from an Australian news source, Down Under, and said, mate, we're going to be locking down, mate. And all of it's based on that Australia had now a record 82,000 new positive tests. Or 82,000 tested, it was not very clear. And they reported a whopping 111 new cases, 111 out of 14 million. The daily death toll was one. Now, if it's someone you love and it's your friend or your family member, then obviously that's a concern if it's just one. And then when it comes to children, it's been pretty much acknowledged from the very beginning. They're not prime spreaders, and yet we're told now we're going to have to maybe give vaccines to those 12 and up, and those under 12 will be having to wear a mask. And at last count, we have 400 young Americans under the age of 18 dying from COVID complications. Again, if it's your child, someone you know, that's a loss, and I'm not trying to diminish that whatsoever. But 400 under the age of 18 of all the population of under age 18, and we don't know for sure if they already had some pre-existing conditions or not. And then don't forget you got health professionals. There are many health professionals that are not stepping up and taking the shot. Listen to this breaking news from CNN and NNN.
Just into CNN, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now requiring health workers to show proof of vaccination status or take a weekly coronavirus test as a condition of showing up to work. The new policy will affect employees at 11 public city-run hospitals, as well as nursing homes and clinics, just as COVID cases rise across the state and the nation. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio joins me now. Mayor, it's good to see you. Look, one of the stunning things about this is it's estimated that only 70% of New York City healthcare workers have been vaccinated today. And given all they've been through from the earliest days of the pandemic, why do you think that number is still so relatively low?
Well, what's even more stunning, John, it's about 50% we estimate for the whole country. We have 22 yes. million healthcare workers in the United States. And by the information we have, only about 50% are vaccinated. This is unacceptable.
So 50% of healthcare professionals who supposedly know better than the common us, and I put myself in that, who have no medical experience. I don't pretend to be a doctor. I won't diagnose anything. Other than if you got a bullet hole in you, I'll say, I think that's a bullet hole, but then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody just punched your heart in the chest with their finger. But if 50% of the healthcare workers of the nation have still not taken the vaccine, what is their concern? There's a piece written for Town Hall, a column by Chris Stegall, townhall.com. An opinion piece. And it begins by saying, let me start with the obligatory disclaimer. I'm not against you or anyone else getting a COVID shot. This is not a column to dissuade you, judge you, or impugn you if you have, will, or want to, or won't get the shot. I'm just a guy who watches and comments on the news for a living, and I have questions that have not been satisfactorily answered to my understanding. Now, may I continue without being turned over to Jen Psaki's Ministry of Truth in violation of the misinformation codes? And it begins by saying, how can anyone from your neighbor to officials in the Biden administration talk about this pandemic and completely ignore the southern border? He said these people arriving are not only unvaccinated against COVID, but safe to assume unscreened from everything from whooping cough to head lice. And then they're scattered, as he said, like grass seed across the lower 48 states. While we're telling Americans, citizens, to mask up, get the shots. He said, I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm pro-questions, and that's a good reason. That's a good reason to raise things. Or do you want to be just a sheep? And he's not adding that. I'm saying, do you want to just be a sheep and say whatever they say? Okay, I'll do that. Even Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, who was concerned about these medical people, and it's unacceptable, he said, I understand. I do understand.
I feel for people, of course, who have gone through the pain of this tragedy, who are feeling fearful. I understand why a lot of people are hearing misinformation and being affected by it. Mm-hmm. But enough is enough. We need our healthcare workers to be vaccinated. And it's getting dangerous with the Delta variant. So I think it's time to do something different. And New York City is ready to lead the way. We're saying get vaccinated or get tested weekly. And that's fair. And I think what it's going to do, John, is ultimately a lot of people have been on the fence. This will be the moment where like, okay, I'll get vaccinated. Or after they get tested week after week after week, I think a lot of healthcare workers are going to say, hey, this is a hassle. Let's just go ahead and get vaccinated.
In other words, you just wore me down. And the mask, the same thing about the mask. Now, de Blasio says, don't count on the mask working for you.
I respect the importance of masks, but if we want to make a comparison, you know, a mask is a pea shooter and the vaccine is a cannon. You know, let's be clear. The thing that will make a difference is the vaccine. The thing that stops the Delta variant. The thing that turns the tide and saves lives is the vaccine. The mask helps, but it's no guarantee with a mask. So what our doctors say is, let's go for the main event here, not the sideshow. Let's really double down on vaccination. We'll continue to look at every option, depending on what happens. But what I don't want is to give people a false sense of security. Oh, I'm wearing a mask, so I'm okay, even though I'm unvaccinated. That's just not true.
Right.
That's not true.
So getting the shot's the answer. Riddle me this then. VP Harris exposed to the Texas Democrats who flew maskless on a plane up to D.C., and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and maybe more now have tested positive for COVID, and she rushed to Bethesda Hospital on a Sunday for, quote, routine testing and just routine checkup. She had the vaccine, right? And then you got this report about Axios. Andrew in Chicago and I were conversing about this earlier today, pointing out new cases increasing in 46 states. Florida average up, new cases doubling in Mississippi, so forth and so on. He said there's no death rate listed in any of these numbers. They say COVID cases up 50%, 55%, no death rates, not even hospitalization. Stand by for others.
USA.
Don't forget, that lab's still open. That lab is still conducting viral research. It won't surprise me at all if the military's still inside that lab. And this administration has literally done nothing to say, no, you have to at the very least shut down the place that is likely this virus came from. There was so much more to do. We made a good start. We made good headway. We built out coalitions around the world. I mean, the Indians know, the Australians know, the Japanese know. Everyone understands the communist tyranny in China foisted this virus upon the world. I think this administration is going to go talk to the Chinese about climate change instead of about changing the nature of what the regime is doing to its own people and then transmitting all across the world.
That's former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in an interview with the editor-in-chief of Breitbart. Yes, he's right. This administration not really going to do anything to China. And they were expecting nothing more than a wet noodle, and we're clearly showing or seeing that. The Wuhan lab's still open. We're not demanding anything happen. China's already upset because even the World Health Organization said maybe we should have a second inspection. It won't make any difference. They're going to find anything. They've had plenty of time to cover up whatever they want to. And you know who they're sending to talk to China July 25th and 26th, just days from now? It's the Deputy Secretary of State, not even sending the Secretary of State. That should tell you everything as to how big of a deal it is for the Biden administration to get tough with China. And that's just referenced COVID and what's happened because of that. And which, by the way, a story broke while I was just on the air with you. The NFL is warning COVID outbreaks among unvaccinated players or staff could lead to game forfeits and monetary losses for teams for this coming season. That's if they're unvaccinated. Now, what are they going to do if they're vaccinated, they test positive? What happens then? Which we were just discussing in great detail in the previous segment about, in some cases, according to experts, the tests are so accurate now that they can detect one dead molecule of COVID in your nose and it shows up there positive. But you're doing just fine. Which again takes us back to that Axios report we were discussing a moment ago that talks about we have seen large increases in the cases being reported across the nation. But while they're reporting all these increases up 55% across the U.S., that's cases reported. It says nothing about hospitalization rates. It says nothing about the death rate. So we may show positive for COVID forever and ever, but it's not affecting you. And then, of course, there's another reason the Biden administration is so nice to China and trying to really work around this. The brother of a top staff member in the Biden administration now lobbying the White House on issues related to China for General Motors. This is the brother of the White House counselor to the president. Yeah, the brother of the White House counselor to the president is part of a lobby group going to China trying to make a deal with China for General Motors. And his company's already made a lot of money. The Wall Street Journal reporting his firm is collecting almost $2 million in fees the first half of the year, four times the money the firm made in the same period last year. The Biden-China connections work for Hunter Biden and everyone else related to them. Think anybody will bother investigating that? I do know we need to know what's happening with the security breaches and maybe this latest break. Coming up, Stephen Bryan, Center for Security Policy. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around under 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for three generations, protecting homes and businesses. Three generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website. Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My guest is an expert in security strategy and technology, 50 years of experience in government and that industry, senior positions in the Department of Defense on Capitol Hill, now with the Center for Security Policy, Stephen Bryan. Stephen, glad to have you on board, sir.
Happy to be with you.
Well, I wanted to get into a piece you just wrote about how we're not responding and no credible response to Chinese hacking, but before I do, you know, the story that's been breaking today, I'm sure you've seen it already, about a widespread internet outage affecting Amazon, Google, Verizon, Delta, Southwest Airlines, FedEx, UPS, and others, especially in major cities. I'm still waiting to see if there's information that says, oh, it's just some accident, or if it's going to be some kind of cyber attack.
That's probably a cyber attack.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
I mean, it coinky dinky hits all of them at the same time, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what's going on now, isn't it? I mean, they're trying to see how much of the critical infrastructure, communications, government, military, everything, they can, and they're doing, you know, they're successful. Let's put it that way. You see the evidence right there, don't you?
Yeah, and just yesterday, three members of the Senate Select Committee on Intel presented a bill requiring government agencies and contractors to report cybercrime incidents within 24 hours. I'm surprised there wasn't already a law on that.
No, there's no law, but the general practice is to report it, and of course the government's asked for that. But the problem is you're attacked until it's way too late.
So if they were reporting it so late. And, of course, your piece that you just wrote about Biden is lacking credible response to Chinese hacking. Before I get to that, the most recent outages and attacks like on Colonial Pipeline They were blaming all the time on Russian agents inside Russia. Is there a clear distinction between Russia and Chinese hackers? I mean, for us, we've got to deal with both, but what about how they're trying to play a Russia versus China? Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if we know the answer to that question, to be honest with you. We know that there are cyber groups inside of Russia probably working for the government, although the Russian government says they're not, attacking, you know, using ransomware and other kinds of cyber attacks. We know that the Chinese outsource a whole lot of what they do. We know that the Chinese and the Russians cooperate a lot on this stuff. So it's very possible that it's both of them doing it.
I don't know if you've seen, there's a Netflix series titled Pine Gap that I just finished watching the first of the seasons. Soon there'll be more coming. It's focused primarily on our intel capability for the U.S., that we have a listening post in three different parts of the world, U.S., and then in England, and then in Australia, down under, and that they share information with the governments where we're located, like in England and so forth. But what they're trying to suggest is that we can do so much cyber tech ourselves, and if we can, they can. For instance, turning on someone's phone, the microphone on their telephone, even if they're not on it, and start listening to a conversation in a room. Is that stuff actually going on, or is that a little stretch?
Well, you have to ask the CIA or
no, NSA. No. I don't want to do that. No,
they're not going to tell me or you.
Well, I mean, the capabilities today have to be amazing. There's no doubt about that, right?
Yeah, all that sort of thing is out there. Yeah, for sure. But I don't think that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the loss of, the attacks on our critical infrastructure, the loss of huge amount of intellectual property, defense information, weapons designs. It's of stuff that has been taken from us. And I don't think we've really upfront dealt with it in a proper and responsible way.
I'm looking at a piece you just published July 20th, or originally published by the Asia Times. I don't know if that's the time date at that point, but your point on July 6th, how our Defense Department suddenly canceled a big contract with Microsoft. What happened?
Well, what happened, according to the official accounts that we get, is that there was a court case by Amazon against the award of this huge $10 billion contract to Microsoft, and so Amazon was suing. But that's not what I think is the whole story. I think the real story is that the Pentagon knew about the attacks on Microsoft Exchange servers and realized that the whole cloud contract, this $10 billion contract for the Defense Department, was likely to be compromised, so they got out of it.
And what kind of information would defense contract be putting up in the cloud?
Everything.
That is frightening as hell. I want to say that right there. Go ahead.
Well, no, I agree with you. I mean, I've been complaining about the idea. First of all, the idea of a single place where you put everything, to me, is a reckless idea. Should never have been done. People should have had some common sense and realized that easy on an attacker to say, everything's right here, guys. Just come over here and have fun.
Yeah.
That's silly and dangerous. But they did it that way. I mean, that was what the $10 billion was for a single cloud operation where they would consolidate all the Pentagon's computers into one cloud.
We also have, of course, server providers, contractors with the government, and microchips. And I just heard there's a report today that car makers are going to have to start slowing down production because they can't get enough chips out of China and elsewhere that they need to continue building cars. I mean, who's got to be responsible for that? Well, let me hazard a guess. Go ahead.
I'm not even going to answer that one.
But the point we're at now, though, is, as you said, that if we don't have a credible response, then everything's going to continue. What do you see would be a credible response to actually not only stop it, but punish it and prevent it from happening again.
Right. Well, I think it's two different things. I mean, or at least three different things, if you want. First of all, I think we need to aggressively go after these hackers wherever they are. And we have, you know, some of the best intelligence capabilities in the world, and we should be using them to really go after them.
Go after them in what way? You're talking about with military might or what?
Well, you can't do that because you don't even know where they are half the time. Okay. But, I mean, you have to try and figure out where they're operating from and shut them down so that they can't use the Internet, that kind of thing.
Right.
Do that. Probably we've tried. I don't know. But that's one thing that we should absolutely try and do. You know, they work through cutouts. They work through different countries. You know, this has been going on for years. It's nothing new.
Right.
But we haven't really managed to stop it in 40 years either. So we need to get much stronger on that. We need to also provide them with lots of fake, false information. In other words, if they try to steal something, give them something, but make sure it's bad. Make sure it's wrong. Make sure so that their credibility will go down with the governments that support them. And I think that's a good thing to do, too. I mean, we should have an aggressive black campaign to provide a lot of fake information. We used to do that in the Pentagon years and years ago, and it worked out pretty well. And I think it's something that should be done now.
You're listening to Steve. I'm sorry. You're listening to Stephen Bryan's Center for Security Policy, Expert Security Strategy. And then inside these countries, be it China and Russia, for the Russian president or the Chinese leader to say, I don't know anything about any hacking in our country, that just, we can't even, I don't know how they could even say it and not even smirk a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, they sit there and they show off a weapon system that looks just like ours, and they say, we don't know anything about this hacking.
Yeah.
The evidence is right in front of their nose. So they know very well. There's a third point, I think, very important one, is that we can't rely on commercial computers and commercial networking systems for our national security. It's absolutely crazy. And yet not one penny has been invested in trying to build a new system that's not based on commercial standards. You know, all the operating systems, like the ones you have at home if you use Windows or Mac or any of those things, is the same thing the government uses. Well, that's crazy. You shouldn't be doing that.
And if we're doing it, they're doing it in China and Russia. It's that simple. I mean, and then here's the other thing, that with the companies, we already know that, okay, for the certain amount of money in the ransom paid, they'll let them back into their operation, but then they'd continue to hold all the information they've already stolen. And I know these hackers for the governments and what they're taking out of the Pentagon, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's why I think we need a deception campaign so that what they get is not worth anything. And we should keep flooding them with misinformation and really mess them up.
As an expert in this cybersecurity and so forth, and especially in the past working with our government for it, I assume this stuff keeps you awake a lot at night.
Well, it's really a shame this much better, but we need the leadership to do it. And that's the part that's been missing. To my mind, it's been missing. And I'm worried because, you know, when President Biden says, well, we're not going to do anything about this hacking from China, when his three of his main law enforcement and intelligence agencies, the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI, say this is a huge damn problem. You know, there's something not connected here.
I agree. Right? I agree. Stephen Bryan, we always appreciate having you. Center for Security Policy, we'll do it again, sir.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you very much. And he pointed out about the relations with China, Biden sending a deputy secretary of state to talk to China. And then you got Biden last night on the CNN town hall, almost kissing Don Lemon in the process. Listen.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm not being solicitous, but you, you're always straight up about what you're doing. Yeah. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be? We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a train wreck last night that was, if you bothered watching. I'm sure you didn't. They couldn't even get a crowd inside the auditorium where the vice president was appearing in Ohio for this town hall event. Very tiny crowd. And President Biden, a Bloomberg news reporter, pointing out, quote, CNN was very careful to not show that no one showed up for the Biden town hall and that most of the room was empty. Now, that was actually a quote from a radio host, I guess, for Bloomberg, talking with a Bloomberg reporter. And, of course, you heard in the beginning Biden kind of kissing up to Don. I know you guys and you're always truthful and being very factual. Yes, I would call immediately. Just lean on over and give Don Lemon Fruitcake a kiss and say we're buddies, for best friends forever and ever, because you got to do everything for me. You're such good members of the state-controlled media. And the entire event. When they make it a town hall meeting, first of all, no one really shows up, so they could care less about it. Secondly, I know CNN and they're all going to say, well, it's a COVID issue. Oh, yeah, right. But then some of the answers that he gave to questions were just kind of indifferent. I mean, he was asked by one business owner saying, I own a lot of businesses and so forth, and as we have had on here before previously, the owners of Cafe Napoli in the St. Louis area, three different restaurants, having a hard time getting qualified people to work, much less even getting applicants. And this guy was pointing out the same thing with his restaurants, and Biden's response is, well, you know, you're just going to have to live with that for a while. That's an answer? You're just going to have to live with that? That's a great way to solve the economic issues of the nation, isn't it? National Review editor Jack Butler slammed it, saying that it was a contrived event. He said it was, quote, a hideous spectacle, unbecoming of self-governing republic that gets worse. Then he added, if CNN and... he didn't say that. I had to back off. I always fall into that trap myself. He wrote, if CNN had any shame or respect for the citizens of a self-governing republic, the network would never air one of these idiotic events again. But don't expect that to happen anytime soon, he said. And then you got Don Lemon on there talking about you. He's also kissing up to Biden. Refers to him as the big guy. He says, you've been the big guy for 6 months now in the White House. Take us behind the scenes. Something that was extraordinary or unusual that happened that stands out to you. Well, now, two things there. Maybe the first thing Biden thought of is, should I tell him about the ice cream I really like? No, I guess he wants more than that. But the fact that Don Lemon Fruitcake called him, you've been the big guy. Now, big guy was a reference that appeared in that leaked email thread involving Biden's son Hunter as he's making a deal with a Chinese energy firm, talking about a split of the money and saying 10 held by H, being Hunter, for the big guy, later confirmed to reference Joe Biden. Congresswoman Stefanik, Republican New York, said on her tweet, wow, even Don Lemon knows Joe Biden is the big guy. And, of course, he had no real answers for anything anyway. And, of course, the Democrats continued to try to step away and say, well, we're not for defunding police and all that, and we're going to make your lives better. The Minneapolis City Council was just voting about the same time to allow a measure that would allow the voters to replace the city police department with a community-focused safety initiative. Minneapolis blue, majority blue. They want to tell you they're not trying to defund the police. And, of course, we got all this stuff coming across the border constantly. No longer want any border patrol control or anything. And then when Senator Rand Paul attacked Dr. Fake in the Senate hearing the other day, Don Lemon Fruitcake decided to go after Rand Paul, because after all, you want to be friends with Dr. Fake, because you got to have him as an ally against Donald Trump and all that cohort, right? So after playing some of the clips we already aired for you previously, Don Lemon Fruitcake said, "What is wrong with Rand Paul? Seriously, I know that's what you at home are thinking, because I'm thinking the same thing. What's wrong with him? What's he trying to prove? Nothing to prove. He just keeps embarrassing himself. Rand Paul, stop it. You look like an idiot. The lying, the misinformation." Don Lemon Fruitcake again, of course, for his audience, he's speaking to the choir. Yeah, many of them probably are thinking the same thing. But I would say the majority of the public are not, even if they're Democrats. And on top of that, CNN even was running ads yesterday on some conservative outlets promoting the town hall meeting last night. They figured maybe we'll get somebody watching if they're opponents. Do what you can to build those numbers. As always, thanks for joining us. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.